USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. Customs and Border Protection are telling holiday shoppers to be on alert after more than 13,000 counterfeit designer products were seized from a cargo shipment from China. The shipment was seized on November 9th. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted during an interview with Fox News' Neil Cavuto that he has no clue what to do about the thousands of migrants who have entered the U.S. with COVID-19. Cavuto confronted Fauci about how 18% of the migrant families coming in are testing positive for the virus.
I don't have an easy answer for that. I mean, obviously, Title 42 is still operable at the border, trying to keep people who should not come in into the country. There is testing that is done.
Fauci went on to claim that Omicron is going to spread no matter what measures are taken. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The New York Times said Friday that it is reviewing a top editor at the newspaper's Wirecutter.com for tweeting scathing messages about a gun rights group and for allegedly leaving angry, profane voicemails for the group. The tweets and the alleged voicemail by Aaron Marquis, Wirecutter's lead editor for computer networking, each referenced a press release opposing gun control laws sent out by the group Great Lakes Gun Rights on the heels of a shooting at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit that killed 4 students.
Hi, I'm a journalist at the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have 2 questions. How do you sleep at night?
Former Trump Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark's plans to plead the 5th to the House's January 6th committee could complicate the department's willingness to prosecute him. A lawyer for Clark indicated he would like to exercise his 5th Amendment right against self-incrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Defense Secretary Austin speaks about China.
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin as he addressed the Reagan National Defense Forum in Washington on Saturday, saying the United States is not afraid of competition with China as China increases its military advancements. Austin also saying overall when it comes to addressing the challenges of the 21st century,
we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's. Thank you very much.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN on Saturday terminated one of its top anchors, Chris Cuomo, after having indefinitely suspended him earlier. The suspension was announced on Tuesday to review Chris Cuomo's conduct over materials that suggested he was more involved than he had admitted in trying to help his brother, then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid sexual harassment allegations against the former governor earlier this year. The materials were released on November 29th by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, whose office found that Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women. CNN was reviewing the new materials before it decided to suspend Chris Cuomo and then ultimately fire him. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.